that it's time, now that the hour hand is landed at the end. Now that it's real, now that the dreams have given all they had to lend. I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and maybe try another time? And do I really have a hand in my forgetting?
Hello and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly and this is my new show, Mozzie's Morsels. I've done one episode of this previously, but it was a little bit chaotic. It was about a month ago. Who even knows? But this is my show. I'm Molly. This is Mozzie Morsels on CITR 101.9 FM. I am joining you from the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people, where I am a guest on this land. I was not invited here, but I am here and I am broadcasting from 101.9 FM for you. And you're listening to the fairest of the seasons at this moment. What's exciting about this episode is there's an AGM going on for the station upstairs right now. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is play a few really gorgeous, ethereal, spring-like songs for you. And hope you enjoy them very much. And in anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes time, hopefully, I'm going to return and kind of talk about what the show's about. I'll be bringing on some guests and I'll be reading something from my journal. You guys, that's what this is all about. So you're going to want to stay tuned. In the meantime, I've got a lovely lineup of Cocteau Twins, Art Garfunkel, and Mac DeMarco. You're going to want to be here for this. You're going to want to. Please enjoy, and I'll see you. No, I won't. I'll be speaking to you in a little bit of time.
Now that I'm here, now that I'm falling to the sunlight sent a song, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I smile, now that I'm laughing even deeper in the sigh, now that I see, now that I finally found the one thing I denied, it's now I know. But do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I be leaving in the fairest of the seasons.
We'll be right back. A fall, It's the wind blowing free. It's the end of a slope. It's a beam, it's a void. It's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of the strain. It's the joy in your heart. It's the mud, afloat, adrift, a flight, a wing, a cock, a quail, the promise of spring. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart.
Just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white line. down the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him.
This is serendipity, you guys. I've just returned from the CITR ATM. I am Molly Nichols. I am the host of Mozzie's Morsels. This is my first official episode, and I've just kind of run down from the AGM that's happening above me, and I did just get kind of elected as the community board representative, I think. I'm not entirely sure on the position, but I know I'm very well suited. Oh, Swizzbiz.
Sorry.
Swizzbiz is rattling the boat over here. So what's happening is you just listened to, I actually couldn't tell you because I just kind of put this playlist to do its own thing while I was up there. But it's going to have to be a mix of, like, Nico and, like, Cocteau Twins, and it's going to go ahead and be some Art Garfunkel Waters of March, I believe, because that's no longer in my queue. So I hope you enjoyed all of that. And now you're listening to Coyote. This is a really key track, you guys. In fact, I'm just going to be quiet and let it play through for just a moment, and then I'll get talking.
I'm spelling it out so clear. Either he's going to have to stand and fight, or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
Everyone. Okay, let's do like a real and proper and explanatory intro now. My name is Molly, and this is Mozzie Morsels on CITR 101.9 FM. This is my new show. I've been around here for a while. You may have heard my voice, you may have not. That's not important. What is important is today we're here with Swizzbiz.
Hey!
The light of my life and my ethereal spring diva. If what? Ethereal spring was a person, it would be my Swizzbiz. And the lovely Sophie.
Hello.
Say what's up.
What's up?
That's what I thought. And this is like one of the first episodes I've ever done of anything.
Yay!
It seems. This is my new variety show. It's my, I read my journal and I bring to you some concepts that are important and relate to the reading. So it's kind of like, if my journal was a Bible, I'm like reading to you the, help me out, Swizz.
It's like a casual scripture teaching.
Yeah. Okay, good. And then like after there's like a sermon.
Yeah.
So it's sermon and it's just like any old mass where there's going to be songs, there's going to be singing, and there's like good feelings of happiness.
You can get on your knees if you want. We don't mind.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like what you're doing in your car, in your house, on the beach, it's not
my our
business,
business
at all. And let's keep it that way. But what I'm doing here for you today is playing the sweetest songs of spring and summer and like all the best memories is what I'm going to try and give you.
All the best. Guys, Mozzie's Morsels has been such a work in coming. And Moz has been such a big part of the station, and having a show for just their wonderful mind to be presented is something that we all needed, frankly.
Oh my goodness. See,
like
I didn't bring Swizz on to kind of pump me up with flattery, but like it appears that that's what's good. She's in a loving mood today.
I'm in a loving mood today. Like you just can't. We had a Love in Morality Phil Cafe today, and we all sat in a circle.
Love in Morality, guys. What would that look like? I don't know.
Because we all love and we're all worthy of love. So yeah, Mozzie, I love you, and your art is so worth it, and the show is going to be the best.
Boom.com. You got to read that and weep. Be very aware of that in the coming season. And like, without further ado, I'm trying to figure out, like, should we do an ad break and then get into the Moz script, the Moz
scripture? Yeah, let's hit a quick ad break for you guys to just mull over what you're about to receive, and then we'll get down and dirty with the content.
And actually, before that ad break, like, I'm going to have to give you a tune because I don't even have the ads ready, and, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I could have the ads ready, but I kind of want to play Mac DeMarco first anyways.
Sweet and short. Not our fault. We were at AGM supporting the amazing community. Get together and make Sierra Tierra what it is for now and forevermore.
Yeah, boom. And what do you know about that? This is Passing Out Pieces by Mac DeMarco. If you can't keep up, don't worry. We're going to slow down. Here you are.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations, and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is, native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on, or may be visiting. Thank you.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything. thing.
Submit to Discorder Magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder Magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Hi, guys. This is... Can you hear me? Yeah, you can. This is CITR 101.9 FM for the millionth time that you've heard in maybe the past 10 minutes, but I promise we're about to cool it. We're settling into this last half hour of Mozzie's Morsels, and whereas I typically have a little bit more time to kind of tell you guys what's up, we have a limited amount of time today, so I'm going to kind of get straight to it. I've been flipping through my journal from this time last year all day at the office, and it's been like kind of a treat and also kind of intense, because sometimes you think you're really wise when you're journaling and then you step back for more than like a month and you're like, okay, well, this aged quickly, but not all of it. So today we're gonna dive into an entry from March 26th. And I don't really title my journal entries, but if I were to, this would probably be the coyote is at my door. So you can chew on that and you can dive in. And like, I've never read on air, so do I feel a little bit anxious? Yeah, but we're gonna learn together.
We're gonna learn together, and this is like reminiscent of such a beautiful time in our lives, and it's so full circle because now it's springtime again, and right. Molly and I kind of had our beautiful friendship blossom last spring.
I would say so.
We both learned just invaluable lessons and grew with the cherry blossoms we saw outside, and Molly's mind is perfect for writing that down. So your journal entry is so welcome, Mozzie.
And thank you very much, Swizz. So let's get into it. My morning pages. What fills me this morning? The need to climb a tree and lay on the knoll. It rains this morning, and as I get out of bed, I hear the birds through the crack in my bedroom window. The change I've been waiting for comes ever closer each day. Just when the season is ripe, I will look around, and it will have all changed overnight. A new bloom, a sun and a moon, a new room and a garden, longer hair and stronger arms to climb. The coyote is at my door now. My days grow longer and busier, but I still find time to lay on Izzy's bed staring at the water stain on the ceiling. We let tears escape as they need to. We both wish we could see through each other's eyes. I'd spend a day in her mind anytime. I haven't always been myself in a room, but I've grown better at it every day. My hair grows quickly now, it seems. I like it more than I've expected. That's it. Guys, that's it. There's more, but it's like not topical at all. And like, what can we kind of learn from that? You know what I mean?
My favorite line is stronger arms to climb.
Yeah. And like, so to kind of give some context to what that's going to be, if you're not out in the grass within the next week starting to climb trees,
hell yeah,
you're really going to need to lock in this season. And like, I've got to be honest, because I will say one of the things that changed my life a year ago was learning that like climbing a tree a day actually is like that, with the help of antidepressants if you need them.
Yeah.
You're good, literally good to go. Like and like, what you need to know is it's not going to be without the battles. Like, I have several memories. If you know UBC campus, and if you've been on UBC campus in the past 2 years especially, you're going to go ahead and know what the big grass mound is outside of the AMS Nest building.
The knoll.
That's going to go ahead and be the knoll. You're also going to quickly realize if you spend, I would say probably a period of a month, but it could be even shorter than that. There's a lot of events going on at UBC. There's a lot of like food trucks that seem to appear often. There's like vintage clothing sales. And like, whatever you think about that is none of my business. However, on one fateful day, I was climbing the tree on the aforementioned knoll, and there was also like a food truck, like UBC wants money, so they invited a lot of like things to park in their like courtyard.
So there's live music, there's walls, we can't walk
like,
anywhere.
There's walls and there's like kind of like barricades around the food trucks, and also they've kind of taken my beautiful grassy knoll, which like at this point in the season last year is like it's packed every day. Like you can't really take away that real estate to put I don't know what on it. I digress. So I'm climbing a tree because I've learned that this works for me, and I get up the tree and I'm like, this isn't ideal because there's loud music and this isn't exactly the like Joni Mitchell that I'm trying to listen to when I'm up a tree with my lovely Nico, and like they're rolling me a spliff. Like it's not, I'm not really looking for top 100, but
Nokito,
I digress.
Shout out.
Nokito, Eternal Spring and that one too. But no, so I'm up the tree and like I'm kind of mad at the music, but that's okay. But suddenly I have not one, not two. Wasn't there like 2 to 3 security guards that ended up kind of approaching me? Guys, I'm up a tree, okay?
Well, at least
and like,
4.
And like I am at the time as another thing that you can kind of I mentioned in this is like my growing hair. At the time, a big thing for me was the fact that I was growing out my buzz cut. So I'm talking about growing hair, and so I'm like kind of a bald creature in like wearing something very bright and clashy. Okay. Like it's not, I wouldn't like to think that I'm like a threatening, like juvenile presence, but to the security guards and to the facilitators of the food truck loud bad music festival, I was. So they come up to me and they're like, you need to get down, and I immediately get down. But what actually, like, I'm remembering even better now. No, it's not just this. They were like gossiping about me as they were like approaching me, like they were kind of like colluding, but I was up on the tree, dude. I had the higher ground. Like I literally had the higher ground. It was
wow.
Anyway, so I got kicked off the tree on the knoll. That's not what I'm writing about here, but I'm just going to say, climb a tree, but be warned.
Beware of the knoll. Like, we've all had incidents.
We've all had incidents there. And I think, like, we could generalize this to, like, a larger population. Beware of, like, the higher ground.
I think UBC is actually against tree climbing on their campus because I climbed a tree outside AKB in June and then like 3 weeks
I know the tree
ago,
you're talking about. I know the tree you're talking about, and I've also climbed that tree and it's a good tree.
Literally 3 weeks after I climbed it.
I know, and that's like it's odd because I mean like UBC is going to go ahead and advertise to a certain demographic, a tree climber, if you will, and then like when we're here. Also,
security.
I'm so sorry. But what better PR is it for a school than to have a gorgeous NB like up a tree on like a sunny day?
None. And that is UBC's brand.
Laughing and like and reading and smiling and like.
No, UBC's brand is NB's writing poetry's up a tree.
Like, please. So.
On a knoll. I have to add again.
Like, on the knoll is what's key. Is there anything else that we kind of want to like talk about here? What's really important in this poem, and what I think makes it not even poem, let's be real, it's my journal entry from March 26th, is the coyote at my door line is very key.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, Moz, can you unpack that for us here?
So when I marched back on into the studio about 10 minutes ago, coincidentally, Coyote by Joni Mitchell was playing. That is a song that I listened to a lot this time last year, and I think is like maybe one of her best songs and maybe one of the best songs ever. I first heard it in a music class when I was still in my undergrad. Because I can say that now. When I was still in my undergrad, it was a year ago.
Okay, but washed up.
washed up. Yeah, I heard it for the first time in a music class, and I was going through like who knows what in that time. And like listening to Joni Mitchell, that was a key moment for me. That was key, especially like I feel like that I really like that professor as well, and it felt like a gift from him. I was like, I've never it's this beautiful video of Joni and Bob Dylan, and I think they're in Gordon Lightfoot's house, and
wow,
she's like doing a live rendition of this song, and that's what I heard in this music class. And ever since then, I'm like, this is maybe the best song ever. And I think the first time I played it first was Biz Here, Miss Isabel. You kind of freaked.
I did freak. It was when we were, you know, in that quoted state, lying on my bed looking at the water stain, the water stain on the ceiling, probably crying to David Bowie. And
it was like, I think there was like contemplations of like love and loss. Like it
was
like
love and loss. I was akin to today. Yeah, leave for a month. It was an intense time. We'd had an intense friendship. All of a sudden, things were changing. People were leaving.
I was about to graduate. I was about to move. My hair was growing. Swizz was like gonna leave me. Jenny, our other doll, was also. It was like a lot going on.
It was intense, and Mozzie says, Swizz, just sit back for a second, close your eyes, open your ears, and hit this.
And she did.
A year later, Jenny and I got you that record for your birthday because Coyote sat with us all in our hearts.
Full circle, mama. Full circle. So, I don't know. Chew on all that. Should we play some more music?
Yeah, we should play some more music. And just, you know, the theme and takeaway is like spring is a transition time. Spring mm-hmm. and fall are a transition time.
Yeah.
But fall is sort of a transition time into cozy inwardness. And spring is blooming mm-hmm. and growth.
It's blooming and it's, I don't know, it's like such a, it's always been such an awakening for me. And I feel like I really enjoyed this, like the slumber this winter season. I guess I'm in a privileged position because I'm not in school anymore. So I can like just hibernate now when it's winter, which was always my desire when I was in school. But no, I've really enjoyed the hibernation. And now that it's over, I'm like, OMF, the sun. I'm ready for it again.
The spring, Sophie?
What's your favorite season?
I do love summer, but I do like this, especially this part of the spring, because I always get the urge to like start running outside again.
Yeah, right?
Which is like super fun for me because mm-hmm. I never do that. And like there are a lot of logistics to figure out about it, like fanny pack situations, but like...
So you know what you need? One of those little running backpacks, queen.
Yeah.
Because like, the thing is, they're goofy, but I think it would really get me out there. Wow.
Or like ergonomic pockets.
The station is filling in behind us is what I'm seeing. Sorry to cut you off, Sophie, my doll, but no, this is really incredible to see. I mean, like, I just want to take a moment of reflection for myself. I've been programming here at CITR for now like 2 or 3 years. Who's counting? And to see the station fill up like this after an AGM, boom. This is what a key student exec does. To a place like this, all you need is divas who care and love. This is what happens.
Retweet. Oh, yeah.
This place is full of divas who care and love, and many of them have changed my life forever. So,
and we got a new one in the stew.
Damar, the best dressed next to me.
Next to you.
Next to me, sweetheart. No, what's your name? What's your show?
I'm Dalmar. My show is MMKGKGP. For those in the know, they know.
Meow.
No, but I agree. You are the best dressed because you do very specific things with the color that it like. It's you
Thank
wouldn't
you.
Accept like one of the specific like photo you posted that was like had like the Solomons. There was like some brown going on.
Mama. I know what fit you're talking
like,
about.
Like it was so subtle, and I was like,
have to start looking at color in a certain way. That's what it's all about.
No, a real recognizes real.
Thank you, Dalmar. That's like the you. I wish that like this was more visual because. One of the best things about CITR, and there's like honestly too many things to count, is gonna go ahead and be the fashion
in
these multiple walls.
Because it is the fashion club of UBC.
It's like fashion club of UBC if there was a serve.
If there was
a
serve.
I can't be saying this on air.
No, let's keep saying this on air. I heard a rumor that they're casting models for the for their fashion show, but they're not giving them headshots. They're not giving them anything. They're like, come prepared with everything. But like, this is the fashion club. Aren't we supposed to be helping people like kickstart their fashion careers?
We're taking Swizzy's headshots next week.
Like, that's what you don't know. That's like, what you do not know is we got a room of well-rounded individuals as well.
Like, what do you mean we're asking people for runway experience for a
you don't get that when you come to see it. I feel like now I'm doing a fun drive episode. That's because the thing. I needed to be on air for fun drive because all I'm doing when I'm on air, I'm like, get your... Hey, if you're at home right now and you're listening, why haven't you come to the station and come and hung out?
Come.
I just want to... Get out of here. Get out of here, Dalmar. You're done. You're done.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. They kicked me out of the studio.
Okay. Guys, this is just turning into like a party. I got to play some music before we get carried away. Right now, we're going to go ahead and have... The problem is I don't know what we've played already, but I know we haven't played Eulogy for you and me. You want to hit that?
I was just going to suggest Sound and Vision.
Your mic's off, babe. What were you going to suggest?
Oh, Sound and Vision.
I can do that for you.
Okay.
That's actually incredible. So we're going to have Eulogy for You and Me, which is by a Canadian artist, Tanya Davis? I'm not locked in at all, you guys. And then we're going to have Sound of Vision by David Bowie. We actually may do Sound of Vision first. Here it is.
Turn back soon, the season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time, my room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green, this season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming, short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart safekeeping, for my soul's heaving, to the cold of winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon, I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays, and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go, no, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches, little chocolate bars, and for little kids, I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down, no, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. The big talks and I walk alone like I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
Getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We're in the final few minutes of my time with you, and I haven't even scratched the surface, you guys. I haven't even scratched the surface. I haven't played all I want to play. I mean, there's always 2 weeks from now. You're stuck with me forever. I'll be here every 2 weeks till the end of time. Playing beautiful tunes, reading my journal, bringing to you little morsels, I suppose. Anything else? And Sophie wants to talk about the dentist. Yeah. Sophie wants to give a dentist morsel to finish us off.
I did want to give a dentist morsel because I told Moz just now that I went to the dentist just for this show today, just to support them so that I looked my best. And they did. It was the first time I've been to the dentist in
three years.
And I am getting my wisdom teeth out very soon.
Guys, can we wish Sophie luck on her wisdom teeth removal? Because that's going to be...
I'm excited.
That's going to be crazy.
Look, for the record, I'm getting it the day after my last exam. So, and then I'm flying home.
Spring.
Yeah.
Spring has sprung.
Spring is the time for...
Wisdom teeth removal the day before a flight?
No, like a week.
Okay.
I will be showing up to final parties and shit with like swollen gums.
And who's going to say it's not camp?
Yeah, it's camp.
I'd never say.
Anyway.
I would never say not camp. Yeah. You would never catch that out of my mouth.
I got all my tartar picked out just for
Need, like so bad. Yeah. I was flossing my teeth at the office today. I don't know if I should be like saying that. Cause
why not?
I mean, because like as we learned today, 2 million people. I don't know if that's like 2 million people every second. Like, what was that number, bro?
That when our signal is really high, CITR reaches 2 million people.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
so you just told 2 million people that you floss at work?
My manager could know that.
But so many people aren't flossing. It doesn't really matter where you're
They'll
doing it.
The thing is,
so
it's like I can't
flossing.
Go through, like, now that I've started to floss, we can't get into this, you guys. Now that I've started to floss, I can't stop. So
is it an addiction?
I wouldn't say so.
Would you recommend it to people who are trying to stop smoking? Because
I would say, like, oral fixation wise, yeah. It does do something for me.
Okay, good to know, because I am trying to curb that.
Floss your teeth, climb a tree, buzz your hair, then grow it out. Guys, this has been Mozzie's Morsels. I'm a bit all over the place this week. I'm not saying I won't be 2 weeks from now or even a month from now, but this is what's going on. Any final parting words? Love
Keeping
you guys.
It real.
Love
you, Moz. Congratulations on
Thanks,
the new
guys.
Position.
Get ready for so much more Mozzie Morsels.
Coming to you in a more refined way sometime soon, but don't get your hopes up. Here is, to finish us off, this is a recommendation by my CITR co-programmer, Britton, who runs the Ooh. Craziest show, and I can never say it all.
Oh, shout out DJ Trustworthy.
Trough, DJ shout Trustworthy. Out. This is a recommendation by them. They're my personal DJ and the DJ to my life. They never miss. And this song doesn't either. This is Eternal Springtime. And this is Zoe Z. Zoe, can I get a hello and a goodbye before we sign off?
Oh my gosh, a hello and a goodbye.
This is CITR royalty, and I would say one of the people that kind of multi-handedly transformed this station, Zoe Z, on air right now on my show. Hail Discordia in the house!
Hey, Hail Discordia.
It's going to be a party. I'm getting carried away. Bye, CITR. I love you. This has been Mozzie's Morsels on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I love you guys. See you soon.